Thank you. I've been thinking a lot lately about how I've come to be the person I am now, stepping into this ducky persona, who I always was, really. For all my love of colour in what I wear, I am quite enjoying a white t-shirt of different kinds at the moment. I make a mess, though. So I can't really be trusted. It's very close to 5 years since my ADHD diagnosis, the formal ADHD diagnosis, and my word, my life has changed for the better, massively so. A lot of rocky bumps along the way, but one thing I've been thinking about and reflecting on today is how I don't really know what's gonna happen. The path I was on, a very particular and clearly defined path along neurotypical ideals, wasn't the right fit for me, but there was comfort in that, you know, and stability of a sort, if I had been able to live that, but I couldn't, not really. I've got much more stability mentally, and therefore just generally in terms of my well-being now. There were several deep cracks under the surface before. Now the cracks are visible, and I'm learning to be more okay with that, but I'm also very confused as to what the future is going to bring for me, because I enjoy what I'm doing with my life now, but that's me at 40, and I intend to watch my kids grow up, hopefully, if I'm lucky enough to. I don't know that what I am doing with my life now is going to be interesting enough to me for the foreseeable. I anticipate that it could, but I think I might need to develop lots of interests that I can pursue alongside it, and that's cool. But the fact that I don't have a framework for what happens now that I've unsubscribed from this neurotypicality train, that's mixing metaphors quite terribly there, isn't it? Now that I've done that, I've got no idea. It's exciting in some ways, but also absolutely terrifying. But thank you, I do feel like I'm kind of, in many ways, not always, but in many ways, approaching who I feel I am. It's showing on the outside more than it ever used to. And I think that's a good thing.